This is Cruise Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Everything you need to know about new and used cars. Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air. Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Because you're on
Cruise Control. Cruise Control.
And hello out there. Welcome to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. Welcome to springtime.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the fresh outdoor scent of the Cruise Control van.
So fresh.
It's fresh. Well, that's because we dumped a bottle of
it's
Glade
funky
on
fresh.
It.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Fred's trying to wipe it off the windshield and, you know, make us look all springy. But that's okay because we have a lot of neat stuff to talk about. Spring is a period of renewal.
Yes.
And the automotive industry is always renewing itself, and in fact they're talking mergers.
Yeah.
And we'll mention this. Well, two companies bid for a major player in the US market. I'll tell you who it is.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Interesting.
And we're going to have some news from Lincoln and Hyundai about their New York Auto Show reveals. Talking springtime, that's typically the big finale to the auto show circuit, New York.
That's right.
And it happens in springtime.
And meanwhile, over at Jeep and VW, they release pricing on some of their new models.
And we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk tech. One new Ford model is getting removable doors.
Gee, I wonder which one that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And the never-ending story.
Mm-hmm.
The story that just keeps giving.
Mm-hmm.
The C8 Corvette. This time, one of their, I guess it's a prototype, has had an off-track excursion.
Whoops. Yeah, the mythical C8. We know it exists, but they won't admit it. So.
No, that's right. And this time, apparently, its tires failed to maintain traction with the pavement.
The contact patch came uncontacted.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, we'll have the latest crash test results from popular full-size pickups. If you're on the market for one of them, it's good news to check out.
It is, and you have an at-the-wheel review of the 2019 Mazda MX-5 Miata RF.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect springtime car.
Absolutely. Well, I have a little Beetle convertible, which is also a perfect springtime car.
Perfect top-down motoring here on Cruise Control Radio to get the spring started. And we like to get the show started with a trivia contest question. Les, what do you have? Because we've got a great prize, a Hot Wheels Camaro in Hugger Orange. Hot Wheels Camaro, I say. Commemorative edition. We'll send you one. If you know the following.
If you know the following. We want to know the subject is the Crossfire. It was a really neat-looking car made in the mid-2000s. Who made it?
Okay. Give us a call at 844-320-4299. 844-320-4299, toll free. Who made the Crossfire? Know it, and you can win yourself a cool Hot Wheels car. We'll be right back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com. And welcome back. That's what we're in the business of, talking about great cars here at Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you're buckled in and along for the ride. Maybe you're thinking about buying a new vehicle.
You just want to be in the know. You go to your dealer. You're like, hey, Fred and Les told me about this. Where is this model? So you can, and then you can always just blame us too. So
exactly.
Yeah. But we do have a trivia contest question out there right now. We had a couple of winners, but we've got this one out. Right now, Les, why don't you repeat that trivia contest question? Let's see if we can light off those phones, right?
Okay. One of the coolest looking cars of the mid-2000s was the Crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
Both hardtop and convertible. We want to know who made it.
All right. If you know who made it, give us a call. 844-320-4299. That's 844-320-4299. 4299, toll-free number, and you can win yourself a cool Hot Wheels Mattel Camaro, Hugger Orange with black stripes. It's kind of to celebrate their Legends Tour, which is going on. We talked about that with the head of Hot Wheels a couple of weeks ago. Fun interview. So, number to call again, 844-320-4299. Who made the Crossfire? It's a very cool vehicle.
Yeah.
Got to drive it.
I liked it.
Yeah,
it
was really ahead of its time. So, hey, so big news in the automotive industry. We know that FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, has always been looking for a partner. If you remember Sergio Marchionne, who passed away, who was once the CEO of FCA, wanted to merge with GM. He actually called up Mary Barra and said, hey, we should talk. Problem was she didn't talk to him, right?
No. Nobody's talking at GM.
So his successor, Mike Manley, who you and I both know, once the head of Jeep, we've talked to him many times. And he also is interested in tying up a situation where they can work together with other manufacturers around the world. And there was a report that PSA, which is Peugeot, Citroën, and Opel, and Vauxhall, had discussed the possibility of merging. Think of the interesting vehicles we might get out of that deal.
Yeah, but think of the name. It would be PCOVFCA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
I'm thinking of a Citroën Charger-based Charger.
That's right. It would have the smoothest, softest suspension in the world.
Right, with a giant Hemi up front. It would work out really well. Well, but that agreement wasn't made, but now the Financial Times, The Financial Times via Automotive News has learned that Renault and Nissan intend to make a joint bid for FCA. The Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance, of course, has been talked about a lot with Carlos Ghosn, who is still working his way through the Japanese penal system, basically, and courts.
Yes.
And so what do you think? Do you think this thing will take off?
I think it has a lot of possibilities. I think Manley is correct in embracing Marchionne's alliance concept. And I think it would be a strong company. Renault and Nissan are strong.
Mm-hmm.
FCA, of course, has lots of good brands. Jeep is a huge
standout
moneymaker.
Jeep and Ram, yeah, the two big ones,
yeah.
I think, right?
So I think it would be a good marriage.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of folks on the line. I'm going to take Jim in Pebble Beach first and see if he can win this.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Hey, welcome to Cruise Control Radio. How are things in Pebble Beach? I hope they're doing well for you.
Things are nice and sunny today. It's beautiful.
I like that. All right. Les is going to repeat the trivia question for you. Let's see if you can be the winner.
Okay.
All right.
The Crossfire, neat-looking car from the mid-2000s. Who made it?
That's pretty simple. That is Chrysler made that car.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. Hang on and give your name and address to Patrick, and we will get you that Camaro out there. We were just looking at these Crossfires. I remember driving an SRT6 at an event and did some autocrossing in it. It was really a cool car. You can pick them up for, well, depending on how much the mileage is, around anywhere from 20 to, what was the lowest one, Les?
The lowest I saw was, in terms of mileage or price?
In terms of price.
In terms of price, it's like $5,000.
Wow. So that's a lot of fun for that price. But so, Jim, hang on. Give your name and address. We've got some other callers on the line. If they want to hang on after the break, we'll have another trivia contest question on Cruise Control Radio. Your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We will be right back. So stay tuned because we got plenty coming up. We're just getting into it, Les. We were going to talk about what's going on at the New York Auto Show. For Lincoln and Hyundai. We're also going to talk about Jeep and VW releasing some pricing on some new models. And a C8 Corvette having an off-the-track excursion, which is typically known as a crash. So,
or a shunt.
A shunt, yes. An off-track excursion is what I mean.
An event.
An event. You had an event. All right. We'll be right back on Cruise Control.
For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad.
Control.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred here. We're rolling through the stories, but before we continue, let me throw another trivia question out there.
Okay. Phones have been popping. They really have. We had Jim from Pebble Beach, John from Oregon, and let's see if we can get some more callers here for another trivia.
That's right. This was a, it's no longer made, but this was a really good car for the money. It was called the Galant.
Oh, wow.
And we want to know who made it.
Is this a Les Jackson forgotten car?
Well, all of them are forgotten. I'm trying to revive their memories.
I see. Okay. Who made the Galant is the question. The number is 844-320-4299. That's 844-320-4299. Do we have a caller on the line, Patrick?
We've got Clark in Salem.
We've got Clark in Salem, Oregon. Clark, welcome to Cruise Control Radio.
Hello.
All right, you're on Cruise Control. We're going to...
Oh, Mitsubishi made the Galant.
Wow, you don't mess around. He must be a drag racer. The reaction time is great.
Yep.
Actually, I am.
Green light.
Actually, you are. What do you race?
Yeah, no, we have a car under construction, a 67 Chevy Nova Supersport.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this going to be a drag car or you're restoring it?
It's going to be a drag car. At first, we thought it would be a candidate for restoration, but it's missing the original engine and the original rear axle and the bucket seats, so it had been dragged in the past. They didn't cut the body up, but I won't do a car that's not numbered matching and portray it as such, so we decided to make a drag racer out of it.
Wow.
But we're still going to preserve the body and the original contours. We're not going to cut it
up. You're not going to tub it or anything, or...?
We'll put some mini tubs in it, but I mean, we're not going to stretch the wheel wells or anything like that.
I got you. What are you going to use for power?
We'll put a fiberglass hood on it with a scoop, but it'll be as such that if someone in the future wants to put it back to normal, they'll be able to without too much drama.
Oh, that's cool. What are you going to run for power?
It's going to be a 327 with a turbo 400. It's just going to be a fun car. It's not to make money or anything. We just like to have fun on the weekend.
I always like the small blocks that, you know, these guys would wind them up to 10 grand before they launch. You could tell the difference when the guy would do, would launch. Is you're going to twist it up that high or you're going to keep it more conservative?
Probably 7,000 or so. It'll have a solid roller cam in it. I like the 327. I think for its size, it's just a very efficient engine.
Yeah.
They perform all out of proportion to the size of the cubic inch size of the motor.
It's kind of funny.
And we've had a lot of fun with them down through the years.
It's kind of funny that most popular LS engine is the 5.3, which is what, a 327? right now. So
that's right.
Well, hey, we enjoy talking to you about that project, Clark. That's pretty cool. I'm glad you're listening to Cruise Control Radio too. We appreciate it. And hang on, and we don't have a big Camaro for you, but it is kind of cool. You won't be able to drag race this one unless you put it on a Hot Wheels track. But it's a little cheaper way of racing. But hang on and give your name and address to Patrick, and we appreciate listening to Cruise Control. And good luck with that project.
Thank you.
All right. Pretty cool, Les. I love that.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
And just have fun. You know, you'll turn some decent times.
Yeah. And do some good burnouts and good stuff. That's a classic drag car. And I have to say, what's getting really interesting now is the nostalgic drags, where they'll have the old dragsters come down and just sit there and cackle, as they say, run on nitro. You know, they don't even race them, so they can still wear the old breather masks and have the old style roll bars and that, you know, keep it looking completely like the 50s and 60s. And then they have some more modernized vintage cars. Many of them are cars that I saw race as a kid, and people have rebuilt them like funny cars and modernized underneath, but the body is still old. So it's kind of fun. So anyway, Clark's Nova would be pretty cool at an event like that. That would be quite nice. Or a Chevy too, yeah, as you would say.
And I like the idea of leaving it intact enough that if somebody in the future could restore it back to its Nova-ness.
And 67 was a nice year. That I liked how
taillights looked. They were nice. There. Yep. Very, very clean looking.
Cool drag car. All right. Well, we have a lot of cool listeners on Cruise Control Radio. We appreciate you all listening. We'll have another trivia after the break coming up. But we want to get to some of these stories. New York Auto Show, I'm going to be covering that for our team. And a lot going on. Hyundai, no surprise here, another crossover called the Venue. They are going to be debuting that. We don't know too much about that. It's going to fit into the brand's light truck lineup, which includes Kona, Nexto, Tucson, Santa Fe, and Palisades. I don't know whether it's a small, medium, or large. I tend to think it's a little bit smaller. Yes, it's an A-segment crossover, so it'll be a little bit smaller. I'm not sure whether that makes it bigger or smaller than the Kona. I'm going to say probably smaller. But that will be interesting. They're also going to bring out the new Sonata, which is interesting. A sedan, a beautiful sedan. Yeah.
Always been a great car.
Yeah, and it's good to see that some people are still building sedans. Over at Lincoln, they have, they're sticking with the aviation theme. They're calling this a Corsair, the Lincoln Corsair. That's going to be coming out, another crossover. I think we will be dominated by crossovers, don't you?
I don't think there's any way out of it. There's just constant crossover mania.
It's like Coke when they came out with Cherry Coke caffeine-free, Cherry Coke caffeine-free, sugar-free. You know, it's all shelf space, as they say.
Or flavored potato chips, you know.
With that, I know you'd like.
Broccoli flavor.
Oh. Kale chips. Do you ever have kale chips?
Oh, yeah. I had them once. I was not going to do it again.
So, you're going to be seeing a lot of this. More and more crossovers of various different types. You know, there's a Cadillac is going to have the CT5, I believe, which is their sedan coming out. So, it's going to be crossover mania in New York in a couple of weeks.
It will be. And of course, before that is the DC Auto Show, where I will be giving VIP tours and lectures.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And
you like to lecture
looking
people.
Looking at all the crossovers.
Yeah, crossover Canyon. It's just like a...
But we're going to have, Camp Jeep, mm-hmm. as you will in New York, and we're going to have the only electric vehicle track drive event indoors.
See, that's what's great about electric cars. You can drive them indoors, no exhaust problem. People just have to keep the speed down, you know?
Well, I'm sure they'll figure out how to do that, but not before we get a chance to bang them up.
It's interesting you talk about electric cars. It was announced this week that Chevy Bolt, of course, the EV, EV discounts are going away, but they're not going to cut the sticker price. They're instead going to cut the price through incentives. I was a little surprised. Last year, they only sold like 18,000 Chevy Bolts, which is kind of sad, isn't it?
It is kind of sad.
They don't talk about it much, though. That's the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, when have you seen one advertised?
I see them around, but I don't see them advertised. And that's the problem. And then they say, oh, you know, they'll develop this great car and then they'll walk away from it, you know?
They've been known to do that in the past.
Yeah. I was a little surprised, though. 18,000 Bolts sold in the U.S. Last year, and that was down 23% over 2017. Yet, you know, Hyundai brings out their electric vehicles, and they promote them, and guess what? They can't sell enough of them.
That's right. And Nissan Leaf?
Yeah. The best-selling electric car so far. So, what's going on? Well, anyway. When we come back, we're going to talk about a CA Corvette going off track. And we're going to talk tech about Ford's model to get removable doors. I think that might be the Bronco. I don't know about you.
What else could it possibly be?
Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred, we're rolling. We are going to talk in a little bit about what we know about the mid-engine Corvette C8, which is not a whole lot.
It's mythical, Les. It's mythical.
We can make it up.
It doesn't exist.
That's right.
Insert the standard GM phrase here. We do not talk about future product if it is a future product.
Exactly. We have a trivia question, which I have just got another one here. We'll throw it out, see if we can get another listener to call in and win one of those little cool Hot Wheels Camaros, which I don't have one of.
I can help you out with that. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, keeping our theme of who made this, this is a quite recent, really neat British car called the Evora. Who made it?
No, oh, wow. That's a good one. Okay,
good driver, too. Fun to drive.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Is it still in production?
I don't think so. I think it ended about a year or 2 years ago.
Who made the Evora? Okay. So the prize, once again, is that a Hot Wheels edition of that Camaro. The 50th anniversary Camaro in Hugger Orange with black stripes. You can win if you know who made the Evora, and you must not have won before. So 844-320-4299 is the toll-free number. 844-320-4299, the toll-free number to call right here at Cruise Control Radio. Some pricing information, Les. Jeep Gladiator, they're being aggressive with this price. I thought it was going to be over $50,000, but the base sport model of the Jeep Gladiator will start at $37,040. That's including shipping. And it is still well above competing nameplates like Chevy Colorado and Toyota Tacoma. I didn't realize this. They are in the low to mid 20,000s. I really didn't realize that was that cheap.
I didn't realize it either.
But I actually thought that 37,000 wasn't bad for the very capable Jeep Wrangler. Now, the top of the line Rubicon starts at 47,040, and that could easily top $60,000, which is huge. Ooh. At the top end. So,
well, but you're getting, well, you're, first of all, you're paying for, you know, the real deal here.
Yeah, it is very capable.
And an awful lot of bragging rights you're paying for, too. But You know, it's rugged. It's going to last a long, long time.
They're also going to have a launch edition, which will be priced at $62,310. It's a limited run of 4,190 units, a tribute to Jeep's hometown area code, 419.
Hmm. Oh, yes, of course.
Snap them up. Hey, we got Ray on the line from Monterey, California. Ray, welcome to Cruise Control Radio.
Hello.
Hey, we're glad you're listening in Monterey. So Les is going to repeat this trivia question for you. Let's see if you can win. Hold on a second, Les.
Okay, I have a feeling Ray knows, but the Evora, British car. Actually, it's Toyota engine. But who manufactured it?
That would be Lotus.
That is correct.
It would be Lotus. You ever driven one?
I have not, but I have seen them.
Yeah, they're a little bit of a contortionist. You have to be a little bit of a contortionist to get into it. But once you're on...
I am a little too big to fit in one. So.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't be a comfortable car if you were... Because it's a snug car, and it was hard riding and that, but it was very, you know, performance-oriented for sure. But Ray, hang on, give your name and address to Patrick, and we'll get you one of those Camaros out there. We appreciate you listening in Monterey, California.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good deal. All right, we appreciate all our listeners, and that's great. That's great news. We're really glad they're calling in. They're really folks involved in the automotive world, building race cars and checking cars out, and that's great. And we appreciate you're along for the ride on Cruise Control Radio. Now, some more pricing here. Les, this is a car you really like, the VW Arteon, right?
Absolutely. Neat looking. It just, I haven't driven it.
Luxury sedan. Yet.
But really, really quite a neat car in every respect. Beautiful interior.
It's not as much as the Phaeton, which was very expensive. But this base price is going to start at $35,845. You get a 268 horsepower turbocharged inline four with an 8-speed auto. And you can get all-wheel drive for $1,900, which is pretty average price for stepping up to all-wheel drive, right?
Well, yeah, it is. But this is high end.
Yeah, this is high end. They say the pricing and the equipment is very close to the A5 Audi Sportback, which is actually $745 less expensive than the Volkswagen. So it'll be interesting to see if people buy this. I mean, I think they will. But VW has always had a little bit of an issue, especially in this country, with luxury vehicles, because we think of it as a less expensive brand. Of course, in Europe, it's a full-range manufacturer. They even manufacture Class 8 tractor-trailer trucks, you know. So we'll see how this does. But you said it's a very pretty car. I know it was one that impressed you.
Very much. I have been anxious to drive one for over a year. They had a prototype sitting here at the VW Audi headquarters in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there several times for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for lunch.
It's where you lunch every day at the VW Audi headquarters. Yeah.
But they had it there, and boy, it's very impressive looking.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little tech, shall we? A couple of patents have been put in to the patent office, and it's from Ford, a vehicle. This is sort of like their C8. We know the Ford Bronco's coming. We know it's been shown to dealers. We now know it most likely will be a two-door Bronco, at least one version. And now it looks like some paperwork's been filed for removable doors. So the door can be removed and basically safety bars can replace it. And it certainly looks like a Ford Bronco in the side silhouette, doesn't it?
It's got to be. I mean, it's just... There's no other Ford that you could do this with.
No, you're not going to do it with the Mustang. That would look dumb, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. Or certainly not with the F-150.
Mm. So this is certainly another one of the worst kept secrets in the automotive industry, along with our next vehicle, the C8 Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Much delayed, the 1,000 horsepower version is supposedly twisting and breaking the back window. We don't know a lot. We don't know if it's going to be much more expensive than the current C7. Will it completely replace the C7? Or will they still offer a front engine rear drive model? But here's what happened this week. Not too far from you at the Virginia International Raceway.
Yes, indeed.
There was what's called the track was locked off for a private high security track rental event. And there were a lot of C8 prototypes. As a matter of fact, somebody saw them going past his house in a sort of a parade of cars. And apparently one of them had a off-track excursion and left behind a piece of the body, which still had the Dazzle camouflage wrap taped to it. I don't know how they left that behind. I would think I would take it with you, but apparently they left a piece of it behind. So it was apparently a pretty interesting crash, because it was, I saw a picture of this. It looked like a side panel from a body, basically.
Well, that's right. This is interesting. I think clearly they were there testing the C8.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me tremendously of when we went to the C6 intro,
mm-hmm,
up in Detroit, and we were out at their racetrack, GM's track.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to drive the C6s on the track, but just before we were going to do so, one of their internals crashed
their C6
badly.
Yes.
And that ended that, and we ended up driving them on the streets.
And remember, all that was left was a headlight with a little bit of broken body panel around it. Like, you could still see, like,
that's
that was
right.
A red car, and it had, like, 2 or 3 inches of body panel, all with ragged edges. And he said, that's all that's left of the Corvette. Don't let this happen to you.
So, yeah, they were clearly upset about it.
Hey.
And I mean, we're, like, really angry.
Yeah. Well, that person probably will have his driving privileges revoked. But
I suspect that person is working somewhere in Florida.
And we will have an at-the-wheel review of the 2019 Mazda MX-5 RF when we come back on Cruise Control. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
I got a new car. I got a new car.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you're along for the ride. Don't forget, you can find us online at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. You can also check out the podcast edition and all that. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Want to thank all our listeners for calling in for all the trivia and talking about their vehicles and their projects. We really appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. It makes it worthwhile doing the show. Even though Les and I have fun just doing the show, it's nice to know you guys are out there and getting up to date on the latest information in the automotive world. So, Les, I had a chance to drive this week the Mazda MX-5 Miata RF model. This is the retractable roof model. And there's a lot new, really, for 2019. It gets a more powerful engine, which an increase of 26 horsepower and 3 pound-feet of torque. Red line was popped from 6,800 to 7,500. Compared to last year's model. It includes a 4.6-inch full-color TFT display, which sits up like a tablet sitting on the top of the dash. It actually now has the available traffic sign recognition, which works great. There's a stop sign right outside the development here. It would show it every time. It would show speed limits. It would show the caution turn signs. Works really well. And a new feature is the tilt and telescoping steering column, which is made out of aluminum now to save weight. Smart city brake support. I didn't try that, but it was nice to know it was there. A standard rear view camera, which is, of course, required by federal law. And two new package options. We'll talk about them in a minute. I did like that traffic sign recognition system. Really nice. Have you been in cars with that?
I have, yeah. Pretty neat.
Pops up on the screen, you know. Of course, this retractable hardtop is pretty neat. I have to give them kudos because, you know, when the hardtop comes up, what I typically do, by the way, it takes 13 seconds to go from fully closed to fully open or vice versa. I think you can do it up to 6 miles an hour if you're driving. I stopped because I always fear it will get stuck or something. But I did stop it halfway. And by the way, you can see some pictures if you want to follow along our Facebook page. Go over to Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. I posted a bunch of pictures up here of the review. I stopped it halfway and looked at it, and it was so nicely finished where the roof goes in. Put a lot of detail into it. It's all lined. There's no, sheet metal that's not, that's just primered or something like that. It's all really nicely made. The top works great. You don't even have to touch anything. Even the latch for the front of the top is powered, so you don't have to touch anything. And 13 seconds later, you'll be either able to do open air motoring or you'll be able to, be closed up for the weather. The ride of the vehicle, fairly stiff, pretty small inside as all Miatas. And I do believe you lose a little bit of cabin space. The seat, even for me, I'm 5'8", was adjusted all the way back. I could have used actually a little bit more room, but it was adjusted all the way back. I think that has to do with them taking a little more room of the cabin for the fold-up top, which basically goes between the back of the seats and the trunk, which is very small. But I did fit two grocery bags in there at one time, which was pretty fun.
Wow.
It's powered by a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, driving the rear wheels, 181 horsepower, 151 pound-feet of torque, front ventilated disc brakes, rear solid disc brakes, 17-inch alloy wheels. These were covered in P205 45R 17 high performance tires. On the inside, we were very well equipped, had heated front seats, had a navigation system, the 7-inch display, Sirius XM radio. We had a lot of safety material, dynamic stability control, traction control, adapted front lighting system, high beam control, traffic sign recognition, which I really liked. We had the extra paint. It was $595, called Soul Red Crystal. And that's beautiful. That's the, it's got tinted clear coat, so it really pops in the sun. It's interesting, being a Corvette fan, I drove this thing around. To me, it looked like a mini C3 Corvette, especially with the flying buttresses on the rear window. The rear window is a small rear window, straight up and down, flying buttresses around it. Looks to me like a 74, 75 Corvette. The arched front fenders, the fish-like front end. This just looks... It reminded me of the Opel GT. Remember how the Opel GT looked like a small C3 Corvette? That's what this looked like a modern version of a C3 Corvette. Drove great. This one had the automatic in it, believe it or not, because, as you know... there's not too many people that can drive manuals anymore, so they don't put them in the press fleets as much. I was actually surprised to see the automatic. I don't think I ever drove an automatic MX-5 or Miata, to be honest.
Yeah, I never did either.
You can control the shifts with paddles. You can downshift, but eventually the engine will upshift on its own. You can do the same thing with the shifter, slide it sideways. So good control. The overall automatic experience, six-speed automatic with the, in the sport mode. I kept it in sport mode most of the time. Was great. No complaints. You know, but I think the true purists would probably want a manual. I don't know what the take rate is on the manual on this car. I suspect it's a little higher than most people. The other option we had was the interior package, which is kind of weird because it includes alloy pedals and stainless steel sill trim plates. That's not weird, but it also includes a red engine oil cap with a logo on it. Not necessarily an interior piece. Yeah. So the total vehicle options was $35,430. You have destination of $895. That brings the total price to $36,325. This is the Grand Touring model, so it's a little softer. You can also get the Club model, which probably is a lot stiffer, although I probably would not recommend that because this is pretty stiff going over the bumps and that. You can hear the suspension going full range at sometimes when you hit a bump. So I would not recommend the Club version unless you're just going to autocross this. I'd still probably say buy an older model and autocross it if you're going to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're so inexpensive and they're so strong. You know, buy a 5 or 6 year old one for autocrossing, beat it to death, and it'll still take you home.
Yeah, exactly. But I did enjoy the vehicle. It got great mileage. I got on the highway about 32 and a half. It's rated at 35 on the highway, but I was pretty close to it. 26 city, 35 highway, average 30 miles per gallon. And that is the review of the 2019 Mazda MX-5 RF. We'll have more online at cruisecontrolradio.com, full written up review. But I wanted to get that right out there after driving it. This week, it is the brand new RAV4, so we'll have a review of that next week. So I'm looking forward to driving that some more. So we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, we are online at cruisecontrolradio.com. We will be back next week. So don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all that and more. You can link over at cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road.
Bye.
Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to cruisecontrolradio.com.